Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3148, 4 Reasons Worry Scares You and How to Be More Fearless, by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you articles every day of the year. I've been doing this for many years with the goal of bringing a bit more happiness, motivation, or inspiration into your day. And it's an award-winning podcast thanks to you and your support. Thank you for coming back to listen every day. It means a lot. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. 4 Reasons Worry Scares You and How to Be More Fearless, by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. Worry can strike fear in the heart. Truly confident people do not have to push worries away to feel good. But if contemplating what worries you increases your anxiety, you are not alone. Wouldn't it be great to gain a sense of calm and clarity even when you have anxious thoughts? I recently asked a group to imagine their worries and write them down. After many years working with anxious clients, I was only a little surprised by the responses. A few got helpful information. Some could not do it. Others replied with disparaging comments about their worries. Still others made little jokes or recited platitudes about how to manage their worry. Here are 4 big reasons that even thinking about worry can be daunting. 1, when you imagine your worries, you can subconsciously activate your sympathetic nervous system. Try it for yourself. Write down a few things that you worry about often. Notice how your heart beats faster and harder. Your mind becomes less focused. Your body may tighten. This is an activation of your sympathetic nervous system. Not surprisingly, when you are in this state, you will naturally feel more vulnerable. 2, for some people, noticing worried thoughts sends them quickly toward depression. If you have a history of anxiety linked to depressive symptoms, noticing worry reminds your mind and body of sensations that feel like the slippery slope into depression. Unfortunately, now you have another worry on top of whatever worry you came up with originally. 3, you've probably been taught that worry is a bad thing. It's common to believe that worry as an emotion is generally bad and that it is a weakness to experience it. This internal shaming creates critical messages inside you. So even thinking about worry creates a firestorm of difficult emotions. In order to calm these sensations, you may separate from them by reciting advice, making jokes, or crumpling your worry list and throwing it away. 4, if you're prone to high anxiety, even thinking about worries feels out of control. If you have unaddressed anxiety, tapping into your worries can spiral into obsessive thinking about everything you fear. In these cases, it makes sense that you'd want to avoid being propelled into this worry vortex. This is similar to 2, except that instead of the fear being about becoming depressed, It is about slipping into more panic or racing thoughts. You're probably asking, why wouldn't I want to avoid my worries? Here's the thing, avoiding worry does not make it better. In fact, it likely makes it worse. When you face your worries with fear, you miss out on the opportunity to get a lot of valuable information. Since you ignore or even push these feelings away, they end up disconnected from your awareness, and this limits your personal insight. Pushing your feelings away contributes to a sense of lostness or numbness, which over time has an enormous impact on your life. In addition, worries that are ignored or actively pushed away do not go away, they remain as parts of your personality. And because human personalities are amazing and multifaceted, you'll develop parts that serve to protect or manage your world to keep you from feeling the worries. Over time, you can feel exhausted, always trying to ignore or ward off any triggers for these vulnerable thoughts and feelings. It's common to find worry about worry about worry. The anxiety grows, creating significant symptoms like panic, headaches, sleeplessness, depression, and so on. So, how can you get acquainted with your worried thoughts without running away in fright? Here are a couple of steps you can try today. Don't push yourself beyond just enough challenge. Be patient and take it in steps. You don't want to scare yourself more. Number one, remind yourself that you have many feelings and they are not trying to harm you. In fact, parts of you that hold these emotions need attention, connection, and guidance from you. It may sound like a strange concept, so move slowly and have patience. Number two, breathe fully and gently to calm your body. Write any small worries on a paper in front of you and look at them as small parts of you, not the whole. Number three, get really curious. Breathe and walk away if you feel at all overwhelmed. Allow yourself to walk back, just taking a look at a thought or feeling familiar to you. Think, that's interesting. And number four, ask as you look at the worry you've written, ask from the perspective of your worry, what does that part of you believe would happen to you if you did not worry this way? Notice any positive intention of this part of you and offer a bit of gratitude if it's possible. Now congratulate yourself. You've uncovered a little bit of yourself, a part of you that needs your attention. As you practice bringing more curiosity to your whole internal life, your feelings, memories, and body sensations, your confidence and clarity will grow. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Reasons Worry Scares You and How to Be More Fearless by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Ingrid. I think there are some great tips in here. I remember reading through a book about worry and how the authors kind of drew a parallel of worries to little monsters. Actually, they literally drew it because I have the image in my head of what they look like. These little monsters are things that make us anxious and we don't like to carry around with us. It makes us upset that we have to do that all the time because they're heavy and not fun to look at. But as Ingrid mentioned, if we can see them as only a small part of us, not the whole, and things that need to be nurtured and actually have a purpose of trying to help us, really, well, maybe they'll start to feel less like monsters after all. Maybe they need to be fed a bit or taken along with us for some exercise and wheeled around in a wagon instead of us carrying them around all the time. And who knows, they could take a different shape and look a lot different than they do today, less like monsters. But kind of looking at them with curiosity instead of hatred, maybe they won't be so ugly after all. It can be a silly thing to think about, but sometimes a little silliness is all we need to take a step in the right direction. So take that step forward today, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.